time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
This is a special heartbreaking edition of What's News.
This is not America. Sha-la-la-la-la. Little piece of you. A little piece in me. Well,
this is the United States of United States of America. It isn't Nazi Germany. And there's a difference. And we don't take children from their parents until now.
Senator Dianne Feinstein with a bit of a Freudian slip. And Jeff Sessions saying exactly what he means.
Nazi Germany, concentration camps, human rights violations. Laura Bush has weighed in, Michelle Obama, Rosalind Carter. Got all the first ladies going back to Eleanor Roosevelt. She's apparently weighed in as well. General Sessions, what's going on here?
Well, it's a real exaggeration. Of course, in Nazi Germany, they were keeping the Jews from leaving the country. But this is a serious matter.
You're damn right. This is a serious matter.
We need to think it through, be rational and thoughtful about it. We want to allow asylum for people who qualify for it, but people who want economic migration for their personal financial benefit and what they think is their family's benefit is not not a basis for a claim of asylum. But they can make that claim. We will process it and review the situation and make a decision. Those children, if the parent brings them across the border in an unlawful area and the parent is deported, they will take the children home with them. That is true. If the parent claims asylum and is allowed to stay here, then the children stay here also.
And the lies just keep coming. Reports from The Atlantic to The Intercept tell of asylum seekers being turned away. On June 11th, Attorney General Jeff Sessions ruled that the U.S. would no longer accept gang violence or domestic abuse as valid reasons for asylum. Meanwhile, citing lack of space, U.S. agents have started turning back asylum seekers at ports of entry in recent weeks, leaving throngs of hopefuls at bridges all along the border. Critics say slow-walking asylum applicants is just one more measure meant to discourage Central Americans from entering the country. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders couldn't handle the questions alone, so she brought in Kirstjen Nielsen, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, to try to justify the administration's practice of separating children from their parents.
How could this not be child abuse for the people who were taken from their parents? Not the ones who were sent here with their parents' blessing with a smuggler, the people who were taken from their parents.
Unfortunately, I'm not in any position to deal with, hearsay stories. If someone has a specific allegation, as I always do when I testify, I ask that they provide that information to the Department of Homeland Security. We will look into it. Of course, we do not want any situation where a child is not completely adequately taken care of. It is important to note that these minors are very well taken care of. Don't believe the press. They are very well taken care of. You know this, as many of you have detention facilities of your own. We operate according to some of the highest standards in the country. We provide food, medical, education, and all needs that the child requests. Let's be honest. There are some who would like us to look the other way when dealing with families at the border and not enforce the law passed by Congress, including, unfortunately, some members of Congress. This administration has a simple message. If you cross the border illegally, we will prosecute you. If you make a false immigration claim, we will prosecute you. If you smuggle illegal aliens across an extraordinarily dangerous journey, we will prosecute you. But I have also made clear you do not need to break the law of this country by entering illegally to claim asylum. If you are seeking asylum, go to a port of entry.
And there you will likely be turned away. What do the first ladies of right-wing hate talk media think? Ann Coulter?
And I would also say one other thing. These child actors weeping and crying on all the other networks 24-7 right now. Do not fall for it, Mr. President. I get very nervous about the president getting his news from TV because I also have an Adios America. A New Yorker article. New Yorker is not a conservative publication. They describe.
So I told you we wouldn't get a word in.
These kids are being.
I'm so sorry. We have to go.
They're given scripts to read by liberals, according to the New Yorker. Don't fall for the actor children.
Laura Ingraham.
Well, consistent with American law, when a party is arrested, your children are either sent to relatives or they become wards of the state. So since more illegal immigrants are rushing the border, more kids are being separated from their parents and temporarily housed in what are essentially summer camps, or as the San Diego Union-Tribune described them today, as looking like basically boarding school.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. Now would be a good time to call your senators and congressmen and demand this stop. Also, check on your voter registration and vow to vote in your primary and in November.